Sports.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to leave an off-air call for Congressman Kevin Cramer, you can do that by going to 855-217-76. Just press 1, and we'll get that question down the line for Congressman Cramer. Kevin, welcome back to the Radio Town Hall, and you're in studio because you're home for Thanksgiving.
I'm home for Thanksgiving, and I love being in the studio, and things are looking good around Bismarck.
White or dark meat?
Oh, I like white meat. I do. I like dark meat, but as long as you've got some gravy, white meat's just fine.
Now, you also cook a prime rib, though, so that's
dark
meat.
I'm cheating a little. So, yes, I had like a little red meat to go with the turkey, so we're doing both.
And I'm grilling both. As you know, everybody knows, of course, that oven space is a premium on Thanksgiving Day.
You got to have the double ovens.
You got to do it, man. So if you don't have a double oven, which I don't, you've got to have a grill.
So you're gonna barbecue the bird?
I'm gonna barbecue the bird, and which I do a lot. I like to do that, and it makes room in the oven, Scotty. Got to have room for the sweet potatoes.
The congressman after my own heart, though, because of the white meat vote. I tell you what, we're in a dogfight here on this white meat dog meat survey today. So between our Facebook posts and. Steve and I are on opposite sides of this one, so we're letting the listeners settle the score. So when they call you today, they can weigh in on that debate if they'd like to here.
See, I probably get in more trouble with people picking one color meat versus the other than I would on trying to settle, Social Security.
You know, we started the program by giving a shout-out to farmers. And I see you put out a video today talking about how farmers and ranchers are being hurt by the federal government. Maybe we ought to start there. I didn't realize this. I'll give credit to Tom Vilsack for pointing this out, the ag secretary, that he made a comment this week that farmers are underappreciated and used the statistic that we pay as a percentage of our annual income the lowest of any industrialized country for food.
Yeah.
6% versus 20 to 25% for most other industrialized countries. Do you think farmers are underappreciated, Kev?
Well, farmers are like a lot of people in the world. You don't really know much about them unless you lose them. And then you find out a lot. But, I think they probably are underappreciated. And when I'm in Washington and you're talking about farm policy and the farm bill, things like that, it is clear that for people who aren't from farm country, where food comes from is a complete mystery at best.
In most grocery cases. Store.
Yeah, precisely. It's kind of like electricity comes from the light switch, you know. So it's one of those things where there's a lot of education to do, probably around the country and around the world. But, I'd say they probably are underappreciated. In fact, one of the things that bothers me a lot when we're debating the farm program, farm bill, are people that refer to it as, corporate welfare, as though these are big corporations out here. Now, there are some pretty big farms, but a lot of people don't have an understanding of what it takes to capitalize a farm, what it takes to put a crop in, how much is at risk. And by the way, in all of the factors that impact your investment and your return on the investment are factors outside of the farmer's control, most notably the weather. So, and of course, global markets. So, yeah, I think they are underappreciated, Scott. And so I think Thanksgiving is a great time to talk about the farmer and their contribution, not only to North Dakota's economy, but to feeding a hungry world. And Thanksgiving is a lot about food.
You talk about the disconnect when it comes to the farm bill and where food comes from. To me, it comes down to food security. It's about protecting those producers for the security of our food supply. And that's what the farm bill should be intended for.
That's exactly right, Steve. And that's why it's so nice to come from an agrarian state that's also an energy producing state, because you can draw real good parallels between agriculture and energy. And I always say that much of what makes North Dakota so darn good at energy development is our agrarian understanding, our agrarian roots that understand not only care for the land and stewardship of natural resources, but the role of food in security. So you talk about food security. That's what we like to talk about, energy security. It's the same concept. And, of course, to be really secure, you produce a lot more than you consume, and you become part of the global trade, and you find out that when you're doing business around the world, whether it's buying or selling, and you want to do more selling than buying if you can, that enhances security, economic security as well as national security. So you're right. Farmers and the agricultural industry figured out the concept of food security a long, long time ago and has been making a contribution to it ever since.
The Talk Radio Town Hall is yours to ask questions of Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joins us every Wednesday. The number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We also have that line that you can call and just leave your question and listen for it to be played, and Kevin's answer a little later on in the program by dialing 855-200-1776. And when you dial that one, you just press 1 and leave your message. Calls waiting. Mark in Grand Forks is first for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Mark. Your question?
Yes. Republicans like to criticize welfare programs and socialism, but they seem to be running a cover for the biggest welfare program in U.S. history, and that would be the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing, the printing of money, trillions of free dollars propping up the stock market and propping up too big to fail banks. And, of course, there's a price to pay. There is no free lunch. And when they devalue the dollar with this easy money policy, that means the middle class, the Main Street economy, have to pay more for less every time they go shopping or buy gas, etc. So I'm wondering, this is also described as a tax by economists, that meaning the devaluing of the dollar and the resulting inflation. That is a tax on the Main Street economy. So what about this largest welfare program in history, Congressman Cramer? Why don't you pay any attention to that?
Well, first of all, you obviously haven't been paying attention to me. And because I'm one of maybe half dozen at the most Republicans that have actually addressed quantitative easing, talked about support for Glass-Steagall, a return to Glass-Steagall, where you have a separation between investment banking and the traditional lending banking. And it's a huge issue because, and Mark's described it pretty well, Scott and Steve, in that quantitative easing is sort of a fancy word for printing of money. Oftentimes it's referred to as credit easing, and the reason that it's become so so precious to people is because of Wall Street. We basically print $85 billion a month. That's to just keep the economy going, so to speak. The problem is the economy that keeps going really is the Wall Street economy. You're seeing in the last 5 years, frankly, since Barack Obama became president, we've seen the gap between the very rich and the very poor growing dramatically. He likes to talk about shoring up the middle class, and yet he's as close to the too big to fail crowd as any politician ever has been. In fact, during the government shutdown, they were at the White House getting together and holding news conferences in the Rose Garden, trying to get Republicans to, raise the debt ceiling blindly without any cuts to correspond to it. Because, of course, Wall Street does very, very well on a free money policy. They take that $85 billion basically for free, and then they invest it in risky things that put that money at risk and other people's money at risk, everybody's money except their own money at risk. And so I don't disagree with Mark. The only thing I disagree with is that I haven't been paying attention or talking about it. I'd say I've been talking about it more than most. In fact, there was an op-ed recently in the Say Anything blog that former Governor and Secretary of Agriculture Ed Schaefer wrote on this very topic.
What can be done about it? What? How do you end the welfare program, as Mark calls it?
Well, I think one of the things that can be done is that, remember, a lot of this policy comes from the too-big-to-fail mantra, if you will, and that is that these massive investment banks are so large that they need to be protected. Now, when I talk about things like a return to Glass-Steagall, which is basically drawing a line or building a wall between the large investment banks and traditional lending. In other words, if you're gonna invest in equities, that's one piece of your business. And if you're in the traditional lending business, that's another piece of it. And the high risk equity side shouldn't be subject to the protection of the FDIC and these $85 billion basically free dollars every month. So it's a matter of regulation, Scott, and it's not overly complicated. I mean, it sounds complicated, but I think in some respects it's just putting that wall of separation between traditional banking and the big investment banks.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, 855-200-1776. Just press 1 if you'd like to leave an off-air call for Congressman Kevin Cramer. When we come back from the break, Brad, Jerry, Ben, you're all on the line to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, our radio town hall. It's What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. One of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all 3 nights in a classic room. $449 for 3 nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
And we are back on What's on Your Mind, Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your questions on any and all topics today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jerry in Williston, you're next for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. Congressman Kramer, I'm going to bring up a subject I don't know if you're aware of, but in the VA medical system, there's a two-tiered treatment. Basically, one is that if you signed up before a certain date, they pay for all of your medical care and your expenses if you have to go out of town and everything. Mm-hmm. And the second one is there's a lot of things they will not pay for because you signed up after a certain date. And to me, this just is not fair because everybody was in the service. They did the same thing for the country. And see what happened to me, unfortunately, I got in that second tier.
Sure.
Because a few years back, I had ran up to the VA and talked to them about signing up for VA health care. And they said, well, are you sick? Do you need it? And I said, well, no, not really. And they said, well, why don't you wait then until you need it? Well, I did, and then unfortunately, after I signed up, the law had been changed, and I get the lower form. And I'm just wondering if there's anything you could do where everybody would be on an equal footing. They all get paid the same. I mean, I don't want to see anybody get their benefits cut. Don't get me wrong. But I think the lower tier should be brought up to the higher tier. To me, that only seems fair.
Well, based on what you've just told me, Jerry, I would completely agree with what you've said. I'm not familiar with the two tiers, but I will check into it, and I'm sure somebody on my team is looking into it right now. And we may want to talk to you personally as well about your specific situation, because veterans benefits are the highest situation, I guess, that we deal with in terms of constituent services and casework. So we'd be happy to look into your specific situation. In the meantime, we'll check on the two tiers because there may be a reason for it, but the situation you just described seems blatantly unfair, not the least of which is because they advised you against signing up for the benefit prior to getting sick. So, sure. No, I'll check into it. Jerry, if you don't mind, either calling my, my one of my North Dakota offices or calling my Washington office, we can get a case started. Or if you just want to hang on off air, we'll get your contact information from the radio station, and then we'll get back to you.
So, Aaron, can you grab Jerry's information off air? Actually, Jerry's gone. So, Jerry, call into one of the either North Dakota or the Washington offices, and they can look into that further for you. Let's go to Ben and Dickinson. What's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer?
Hey, Congressman. Yeah, I have a question for you. As I'm a constitutional conservative, and I also believe that you are as well, and that's my understanding. But so now, if we take the farm program, for instance, and it just seems so blatantly unconstitutional as far as the federal government involved in individual business like this. And I'm a rancher, for instance, and I really don't want the federal government involved in any of my business. And, it's worked fine for many years, without them being involved. How is it when, as you're elected to uphold the Constitution, how do you feel like you can uphold that oath and vote for a farm program?
Well, first of all, if the farm program was unconstitutional, that would have been a determination made a long time ago. And obviously, there might be certain constitutional characteristics that, you might disagree with or agree are inconsistent with the program. But one of the things I would say, Ben, in terms of the direction the farm bill is going, the farm program is going, I think for a constitutional conservative, it's going the direction we want it to go. And that is a robust crop insurance program whereby it's granted subsidized by the government, but the farmer pays into it. They buy the insurance. It provides a modest safety net, if you will, for the bankers and for the farmers so that they have the certainty in knowing what the program is and going into next year's planting season. In the case of livestock, there's an indemnity fund, as you know, a livestock indemnity fund that operates much like a crop insurance program. And that's really getting more toward the constitutional conservatism that you and I appreciate and uphold, because what it does do is it keeps the government out of farming. While it provides some support for a safety net, it doesn't dictate to you how you ranch or how you farm. And therein lies really the big argument. In fact, right now in the current farm bill that's in the conference committee where they're reconciling the differences between the House and the Senate wants, for example, conservation compliance as a condition of participation in the crop insurance program. The House does not. We have those two things decoupled. And that therein lies one of the bigger fights they're having right now in trying to reconcile the bill. And the one is more of a constitutional position, that is to say the House. The other is more of a literally having the government in your business, which is, you know, the Senate position, and I agree, more like a anti-constitutional position. So I think you raised some good points, and the very specific details of whether it's constitutional or not, I think have been settled a long time ago, and it maybe to some degree it's a matter of how they craft the bill or craft the law that allows it to be constitutional while still maybe being somewhat offensive to some people. But we have always have to remember that agriculture, like a lot of businesses, is a global business where our competitors and others around the world play by a different set of rules than we do. And, you know, as was pointed out early in the program, in the United States of America, we pay a much lower percentage of our income in food, much because of we've had a good sophisticated safety net program that allows our farmers to farm more and grow more food and product every year on the same number of acres.
Appreciate the call, Ben. Hope that helps. Thank you. 800-228-0550-701. 2580550 with Congressman Kevin Cramer today. Brad in Grand Forks, your question. You're next. And what's on your mind?
Good morning again, Congressman. One of the things I'm thankful for this year is two-thirds of our congressional delegation for the state of North Dakota. Not too sure about, and I won't mention any names, but we'll leave it at that. The question I've got for you, Congressman Cramer, is this. I'm very thankful for the work and how hard you've been working for us back here in North Dakota. But one of the concerns that I have is this, just the absolute blatant disregard for any kind of constitutional anything with our president and the Senate. Is there anything that we can do, I mean, short of actually impeaching this president? I mean, we've got Benghazi, we've got the Fast and Furious, we've got now the Senate pulling their thing with the filibuster rules. We've got Obamacare. We've got this deal with the nuclear program in Iran.
Yeah.
It's frightening. I mean, is there anything we can do to stop this?
Brad, it is frightening in a lot of ways, and whether or not we can do something about it, here's what we are doing. The House of Representatives, which is one-third of policy-making branches of government, of course, is holding dozens and dozens every week of hearings, oversight hearings, on things like Benghazi, NSA spying, IRS, all kinds of things.
Kev, hold tight. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall on the Wednesday edition with Congressman Kevin Cramer. More coming up after this break, folks. Don't go away. Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new de-mudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm pleased to tell you the white meat, dark meat Thanksgiving survey is at a dead heat. 19 vote for white meat, 19 for dark. So the battle continues.
Can I change my vote?
No. No, you can't.
I can't? I want to vote for prime rib.
You want to come to our side, the white meat side?
No, I want to vote for prime rib. Kevin's making a prime rib.
You guys go with red meat.
Yeah. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Congressman Kevin Kramer's here. It's Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall. More of your answer to Brad's question from earlier. Kevin, anything left?
Oh, sure. With regard to the constitutionality question, you know, a lot of the things that they do, while they appear to be unconstitutional, a lot of times, as I think I've said in the program before, deals more with selective enforcement than it does with making a constitutional decision or an executive order that violates the separation of powers, for example. I would say, however, recently, the aggregation that really of all of these unilateral actions by this president, do raise a pretty serious constitutional question, but the most egregious are the recent ones dealing with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, there is no way that that we can find any authority that the president has to determine who gets a one-year reprieve, for example, whether it's the employer mandate or the you can keep your insurance if you like it, even though you were told you could, and then you were told you couldn't, and now I'm telling you you can, and the insurance companies have to comply. Oh, and by the way, let's delay the sign-up for next year by 1 month, so it just happens to run correspond to after the election instead of prior to the election. These things are just so egregious that they're also so blatant and so transparent that you almost don't need oversight, because I think that's going to be taken care of at the ballot box, perhaps. But I think Brad's point is a good point, and there's lots of oversight committees looking into it. In fact, there have been some closed-door oversight hearings on the Benghazi situation, for example. So the problem then is, even if there was to be an impeachment proceeding, for example, which I think Brad mentioned in the House of Representatives, it still has to be executed in the Senate. In fact, that's actually where the case really is made and where prosecution takes place, and
obviously, Harry Reid has 54 votes, literally. I mean, you look at the way the United States Senate voted time after time after time on this issue of Obamacare, for example, and the government shutdown. Every Democrat voted identically to Harry Reid. Not in the House, by the way. The House, we had Republicans and Democrats. In the Senate, straight party line vote every time. And so there's really where the big problem lies. And until some responsible senators explain to Harry Reid that his time is up, we're going to have this problem.
Brad, thanks for the phone call. If you'd like to weigh in with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kip in Tioga, what's on your mind for the congressman?
Yeah, am I on?
Yep, go ahead, Kip.
Hi, Kip.
Yeah, Congressman, I have a couple of questions. First of all, why are we not producing more manufacturing of the raw product of petroleum in North Dakota? I can look down from my farmstead and see hundreds of cars go by multiple times per week leaving this state.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same thing with our youth for years and years. Now we've got people from almost every state in the nation and many foreign countries in our region working.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I'll bring up after you speak to this one, sir.
Okay, let me get a little clarification on your first question, though. So is your question about why we're not manufacturing more or producing more petroleum products, in other words, refining oil? Is that your question?
Yes, sir. I don't understand where the EPA has so much power when they aren't even a cabinet position.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so whether it's the United States or whether it's North Dakota, for example, in North Dakota, we refine a limited number, obviously, of our oil, and obviously there's a lot more oil that leaves North Dakota than gets refined here. But that said, we only consume about half of the refined product that we do refine in North Dakota. And so what happens with oil is refineries work best economically closest to the market that the refined product is purchased in. And we like value added because, of course, it creates jobs and adds more wealth to the local economy. So that's why refineries have been hard to build here in North Dakota. That said, remember, MDU's refinery, diesel refinery out in Dickinson is probably halfway through completion and come along very nicely because guess what? North Dakota is a big user of diesel. And so they found a market, a niche, if you will, and we can make that work economically, especially with these smaller refineries. Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation, as you know, also is in the process of constructing a similar size refinery. So when there's a market available, that's where refineries work. That's also why you're seeing, Kip, a lot of talk about refining some of the natural gas product and using that in other manufacturing processes as a feedstock or as a fuel source, and one of them being, of course, fertilizer, nitrogen, because we have a huge agricultural market right here, and so the economics of it works. So it's oftentimes a matter of transportation. When you move oil by rail car or move it by pipeline, it's easier when you move a singular product like petroleum as opposed to, say, 30 or 40 different refined products. So a lot of it has to do with transportation. A lot of it has to do with where the market lives.
And Kip, you had one more quick question?
Yes, but in comment to the oil industry, we pay the freight both ways from North Dakota, and that's what's frustrating to
sure.
me. Plus, a lot of the product is taken to other places. The other one, sir, is why does not the majority of the people in the United States know that Barack Obama is a president of a corporation, not a nation? It's been an illegal corporation since approximately the death of Abraham Lincoln.
And I don't know the specifics of that statement other than I assume you're referring to the Fed as an illegal corporation as opposed to a nation of states, a federalist, if you will, government that acknowledges that we are 50 sovereign states that make up a nation. We're not a federal corporation that trickles down, if you will.
Kip, appreciate the call. We have a full bank of calls. We're going to go quickly as we can with your questions for Congressman Kramer here today. Rick in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Thank you, sir. Congressman, you had indicated to an earlier caller that, if I understood you correctly, that you felt the Farm Bill and such programs as that and expenditures were not contrary to the Constitution.
He did, but I didn't. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But you indicated that you believe they're constitutional. Or at least that they haven't been declared constitutional.
I believe that they are constitutional, and I think that as we move toward more of a crop insurance program, for those people that might be concerned that, you know, that the government being in the agricultural business, which is implied by direct payments and all of the rules and things that go along with those, people may feel like the government's in the farming business. I personally don't feel like that. I think that the government provides a safety net for the traditional farm, and while it's a growing, you know, aggregation and consolidation of agriculture, it's still, especially in North Dakota, is a family farm system that the government helps provide a safety net for.
Well, that leads to my primary question then, sure. Congressman. With the understanding that you've taken an oath to the document, would you, and I'm assuming you would agree with James Madison, who in the Federalist Papers said that the powers delegated to the federal government are few and defined. Would you indicate to me and your listeners exactly what provision in the Constitution authorizes expenditures for farm subsidies?
Well, I'm not going to get into every issue in the Constitution and take every single issue that is in the federal government that has been passed by the Congress and been tested in the courts and make the legal argument for it, because those things are done in courts and have been upheld in courts or overturned in cases where it is. But there's nothing more egregious, Rick, in my view, than, for example, the Affordable Health Care Act that's being debated currently, and that's been upheld by the Supreme Court as being constitutional, given the fact that our Chief Justice referred to it as a tax, not as a government being in the business. But government expenditures in agriculture as a safety net is far different than the government being in the business of agriculture, and that's why I say getting to a more crop insurance-oriented program makes it even more constitutionally secure. And not that it was constitutionally insecure before, but I think we make a better argument with a crop insurance program.
Well, and it does come down to security in my mind, too, and that food security is, I would put that under the guise
of. Yeah, and I suppose you could make a national defense argument for it, but, that from a constitutional standpoint, that might be thin.
Let's go to Perry in Bismarck. Perry, what's on your mind today?
Congressman Kramer, what's on my mind is the shortage of ammunition in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not caused by hoarding. I own a gun store, and none of my wholesalers have the ammunition that I need to put on my shelves, be it .22, long rifle, 17 HMR, .243, .308, 9mm, .357, .38 Special. This has been going on now for several months, if not a few years. And what is Congress doing about it?
Let me ask you, Perry, is it your sense that there's a shortage in the manufacturing of ammunition, or is it, you say it's not hoarding, and I don't doubt you, there might be a high demand, higher demand recently than there has been in the past, but is it your sense that it's manufacturing-wise? Do you think it's the government buying it up, or what do you think might be the situation? And with regard to what government's doing, I can tell you that in our most recent Homeland Security authorization and appropriations bill, we requested regular updates on the government's purchase of ammunition. The other question I would have, Perry, is what role do importers play in ammunition's marketing? How much of it's manufactured in the United States? How much of it is imported? And are there areas in the federal government that are perhaps holding up imports?
Well, I'm not sure about the importation, but I've been told in the industry that 11 million rounds of .22 ammo is produced a day. And that's 55 million rounds a week.
Yep.
And our wholesalers, I deal with 4 to 5 of them, have zero inventory on .22s, zero inventory on .22s.
Perry, if you would hold that thought, we're up against the break. We'll let you finish when we get on the other side of the break with Congressman Kramer. More of your calls
like
coming
us
up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
PetroServe USA reminds you that when you stop by, everyone's a winner. You can register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. They give away two $500 gift cards during the KBLY PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show. So get in there and get registered for a playoff drawing there at any one of the 21 locations. You can fill up with E15 and save 20 cents a gallon at the PetroServe USA branded stores. And I have one more example how everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA locations, because they have the 4 for $4 deal every single day. The four are a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all for just $4. So the four items for $4, and that's all day, every day, at PetroServe USA locations. And don't forget Car Wash Tuesdays. Yeah, you might want to take that in next week as well. Buy one car wash, get one free at select locations of PetroServe USA with the car wash as well. What's not to love? Helping America fuel better. And everyone's a winner. 4 for $4, E15 at 20 cents a gallon. And register for the PetroServe USA Bison football game pregame show drawing on the cash, too. PetroServe USA. Congressman Kevin Cramer's here for a few more minutes, about 10 before the hour. And Perry, did you finish on your answers to Kevin's question?
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to say to Perry, I do believe there is a customs challenge, in talking to some of my experts here in ammunition, that there are some imports of ammunition that get hung up in customs and sit in docks for a very long time. And so we will look into that and see what see if there's been an lengthening, if you will, of the time to get things through customs, because that wouldn't shock me.
Congressman Cramer, I don't think it's just the importation. I think when Homeland Security orders 1,600,000,000 rounds, it puts the manufacturers so far behind, they don't have the ability to manufacture their whole book of business, their whole book, a catalog of ammo. And we went through a hunting season here with either limited 243 on the shelves and then no 243 caliber ammo on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
I think something needs to be looked into as to why the government is buying so much ammunition.
Sure. Well, we did put an amendment on the Homeland Security bill that I supported to actually get to dig into that and force them or require them to report more regularly to Congress about their ammunition purchasing. We also looked into it through an audit and found that it wasn't quite as dramatic as some of the reports have been. Most of that ammunition and weapons are being purchased by our Department of Defense, not the Homeland Security folks. But
Perry, thanks for the phone call. Larry, in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning, fellas. I spoke with Congressman Cramer here about a month ago about several situations. One was the Social Security disability fraud.
Yes.
And I contacted his office and left my phone number and contact information. I was going to give him the evidence I had for it, and I still haven't had any requests for any of my evidence for that and explain the situation. I was just wondering if maybe I might be in Bismarck later today and that, and I was wondering if maybe he'd be interested in chatting.
I would, Larry. I'm in Bismarck all day today, and I'd be happy to. If you want to call, call my Bismarck office, and of course, you suppose I have that number on me. Call the Washington office, and we'll line up. I'd be happy to get together with you this afternoon in my office. I'm at the federal building, you know, the post office, third floor. Larry, and I'd be happy to sit down with you for a half hour or so and look into it.
Okay, I'm actually going to be, I'm driving trucks
okay.
Right now, and it won't be until late when I'm done. Are you going to be in at the end of this week after Thanksgiving?
I can be around Friday.
Okay, I'll probably try and touch base with you then. I appreciate
all right.
it. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you, Larry.
Congressman.
You.
Keep
Thank
up the
you.
Great work.
Thank you.
By the way, we have the Bismarck number here, 701-224-0355 is
Thank you.
Bismarck number, 701-224-0355. We had a call way at the beginning of the hour off air, actually to our switchboard. Brian in Jamestown wanted to know what Congressman Cramer thinks about the Tea Party.
Well, I love the Tea Party, and the Tea Party has been one of the more attacked, I guess, I hesitate to call it an institution, Scott, because one of the beauties of the Tea Party is it's not an institution. The problem is that in Washington, the Tea Party has sort of been co-opted by some institutions and, in my view, has been used in a political way that's not consistent with the true grassroots movement of the Tea Party, which are just people that became concerned, especially after during Obamacare, passage of Obamacare, that want a smaller, more efficient government, a less intrusive government, and a more responsive constitutional government. The problem is some organizations have been around for decades co-opted Tea Party, if you will, and they've used it for fundraising. They've used it to drive wedges between conservatives and for entertainment purposes that pads their pocketbook but doesn't do anything really for good public policy. So the Tea Party, I think, will, while it maybe has settled in a little bit recently, I think more recently it's going to have a reemergence because of what we're seeing in the Affordable Care Act and what it's doing to hurt so many millions and millions of Americans.
All right, well, we are out of time. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Nathaniel, Sally, and Jeff, do us a favor and give us a jingle next week at the beginning of the program. We'll get you in right away. Kevin does this every Wednesday. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Have a great Thanksgiving. You, Chris, and the whole Cramer gang there, Kev.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you.
And we have the recipes from Dustin at the Peacock Alley going up on the Facebook page here shortly. So besides the mashed potatoes and the breading of the turkey, we have a little surprise there for you, too. So check that out.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Exactly. Be thankful for farmers and lots of things on this Thanksgiving. And thank you for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's almost here. Black Friday at Max. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., save an eye-opening 40% on all tools. Find a Blu-ray player for $45.99. The first 100 customers on Friday and the first 50 on Saturday receive a free gift. On Saturday and Sunday, score a Coleman 3-in-1 parka for $89.99. That's a $110 savings. Extended hours and smart savings at our Black Friday sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.